If you have a look at the label,
that's actually a drawing of a photo of me a few hours later.
Yes.
Where I was completely covered in peach.
Yes, it comes out, it comes out of the teapot and all over you.
The sad look on my face.
And I look quite happy about how I wasn't there for that.
You definitely look quite defeated in that,
I did make a little
hand sketch drawing. Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of A Beer with the Brewer, and we'll continue the theme. We've got a couple brewers here today. Smokey, the legend, the mystery, mountain man, how are we?
I have hair.
And I don't, so.
The dichotomy.
And Matty, the brewer, how are we, mate?
Very well, mate.
That's the way I thought I would throw on the hat for a bit of an homage to the Smokey. These ones done a little bit more work around the sun.
A little bit. So
here we are today, road testing our final birthday beer, and it is a sensational one in itself. The peached iced tea sour ale. Gentlemen,
yes.
Will we not crack this and have a sip?
Oh,
mate.
This is the first time you've tasted it, Smokes.
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen it in the flesh.
It's an absolute cracker. If you have a look at the design on this bad boy, Matty, get that up close.
From Berg, look at it.
Absolutely sensational. These two Muppets having a high tea.
There's a bit of peach in that.
Just slight touch.
A bit of peach went into this one.
It's got some pectin.
It's absolute stitch up it was, that's what it was.
What a cracking beer, mate. It looks great.
Nice foam.
So nectary.
Ooh. Smells good, eh?
Certainly does. Well, cheers.
Shot, gents.
Cheers, gents.
Cheers.
I'm not even looking in the eye.
Cheers.
Rock on. I'm going to get through the froth.
Ooh, yeah.
Let her settle out.
Oh, I spilt some. What was that drool?
It definitely will be drool after you.
That's good.
Have a sip of that bad boy.
Shot, boys. Mm-mm. That's exactly what you want on a hot summer's day, and then you can just live on it.
Mm-hmm. So, Matty, tell us a little bit about this tea. Oh, peach iced tea sour.
Peach iced tea.
How we came up with the idea and all that stuff.
So, when we were putting together the birthday beers a couple of months ago, as we mentioned, reached out to a few brewing mates, and obviously Smokey and Lukey, Grumman Valley, one of those, sort of pitched the idea to Smokey, we're making these beers, have you got any ideas? So we threw back a couple of ideas, and he came back with a peach iced tea sour, and I'm like, well, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Little did I know at the time what a stitch up it'd be.
Absolutely stitch up. Well, my son loves peach iced tea whenever we go out, my oldest boy, Oscar, so yeah, it was just sort of like something I wanted to make, and I was like, well, now's the time, because our schedule was pretty packed, and Manny's like, let's do this. I'm like, righto, mate, what do you reckon? And he was luckily up for it, and I think he's done a great job. It's a good beer.
That's fantastic.
So I guess to tell the story, we're discussing how to make it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a normal sort of sour base, run it into one of our smaller 15 hectare fermenters.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, obviously, we need to get some peach into it and then some tea. It's like, where are we going to get this peach from? So we're having a look at our local fruit supplier. And peach paste is what was recommended. So.
Peach paste. Well,
that really because I thought it was like, yeah.
That sounds all right. Normally when we use fruit, it's either a puree or a juice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So handling
it. This was a concentrate, wasn't it?
It was a paste. Right? Like,
it literally was a paste. We will definitely throw some pictures of this thing up because it's an absolute beast.
200 kilogram drum.
You should have seen Maddie afterwards. It was
literally like paste.
Soul destroying.
The consistency maybe of toothpaste.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't
so basically
there
like
he just sent it along.
Orange peaches that have been slowly sort of processed into a paste, I guess.
Mm.
And I opened them up. I think I was going to do it on a Friday oven. I looked at them and went, oh shit, I won't be doing that today.
It's just like the grapes, mate. That's a Monday problem.
Similar to when we made our first beer with the grapes.
Yeah.
So I came back on the Monday, I'm like, Jesus, how am I going to get this into the tank? So
I did feel the phone call from you.
I went, I was asking.
I was busy though, because I knew exactly what you were doing.
Busy. Yeah. You're always busy.
I'm really busy, man.
Yeah, what do you want? Oh, just this peach slice. This peach is here. I was wondering if you can give me a hand. I'm pretty busy today.
Yeah.
I knew exactly. I walked back in a couple of hours. I saw his face. I said, thank God I didn't know.
Pump in the brewery that's for pumping solids for yeast and but apparently nothing this solid.
Yeah,
so I mucked around for a while trying to pump this peach out. I was putting beer back into the peach and then trying to pump it back in. So I spent a couple of hours doing this back and forth. I'm like, this is not working. So I got to the point where I had to get a 5-litre beaker, basically, scoop it out into a 20-litre bucket, up on the scissor lift, pour it into the tank, back down. So And then, of course, peach ended up everywhere. So if you have a look at the label, that's actually a drawing of a photo of me a few hours later.
Yes.
Where I was completely covered in peach.
Yes, it comes out, it comes out of the teapot and all over you.
The sad look on my face.
And I look quite happy about how I wasn't there for that.
You definitely look quite defeated in that.
I did make a little hand
sketch drawing.
A little video and send it to Smokey when I was done covered in peach. There was literally peach all over the brewery.
Yes. Yeah, all over. Well, I'm pretty used to going up and down ladders to put stuff into tanks and the mess and that it makes as well.
It was a Monday afternoon, I think. It was about 30 degrees.
It made it
95% humidity in the brewery. Yeah. There's probably been my sweat in this beer as well.
Yeah, for me, mate, that's sweet.
Yeah. So that was good fun. And then
wasn't intended to be a gozer, but now
2/3 maybe of 200 and something kilogram drum.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was so thick. Mm. Even when we pulled the beer out, it just came out as a big peach puree. So not all the peach ended up into the beer, but as you can see, it's quite
definitely
peachy.
Definitely did it. Did
it's
the work.
Very good.
Did the work.
So that was the peach. So the next thing to put into the beer was the tea.
And wasn't that a challenge? Yeah. Basically sitting around a table, three people drinking tea and having the Rain Man effect of numbers going through the air and splits and literages and all that kind of stuff.
What?
And,
so we're making different dilutions and strengths of tea, trying to work out how we're going to get that into the beer.
We're microdosing.
Yeah.
Mm. So we're weighing up this but without the tea and making black tea. And dosing it in and trying to scale up one mil at a time. And yeah, then we decided, we worked out that we had nowhere near enough tea.
Yeah, so I had to go on really a Monday afternoon mission to get more tea. So
thanks, went and ratings and Lipton's.
So I made
How much tea have you got, manager?
I think I made up a good 150 litres of tea or something went into it as well. So very similar, that had to get poured in the top of the tank. It wasn't quite as bad as the peach, because at least the tea was a liquid. Mm. But again, it was a bit of a stitch up. So two Mondays in a row, I was like cursing Smokey for his idea to make this beer.
Well, thanks for having us, mate. Yeah. It's much appreciated now I'm drinking it.
So the next time we do a collab, I might consider it a bit more. Yeah. Just go, that sounds like a good
idea.
You
can brew it
with me.
Make sure you come up and help out each stage, pal.
But I think the end result's coming out pretty nice.
It's really lovely, mate. You've done a great job.
Well, nice and dry.
It does what it says on the can.
It does.
That's what it is. It's peach.
It's clean, a little bit of sourness. Great. It's perfect. I reckon it's just a really approachable sour. Like, I would drink lots of it.
And like you said, you get that little bit of tannin at the back of it.
Yeah, it's got a bit of tannin.
I like that. Like, that's sort of something that the lemon myrtle in our mango and lemon myrtle sour does too. So I thought it's nice. It kind of dries it out, makes you want to have a bit more. Mm-hmm. Cleans up the palate. I really think it does sort of stick to the top
of your palate, doesn't it? Yeah. It makes you want to drink more.
Mm. Absolutely. It's like bloody thick peach or tropical juice kind of thing, you know?
It is, yeah.
I think it accentuates the peach too. It like complements it a little bit. Mm. It's nice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what were the teas that we used again?
Originally, I got a loose leaf black tea, which was really nice.
Yeah.
And then there was no way I was going to hustle another couple of kilos of that on Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
So I think we got a bit of Lipton in there.
Bit of Lipton.
Maybe a bit of Coles brand tea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, lots of tea bags to make.
How many jiggling involved?
Yeah.
How many looks did you get when you were doing this at the tea aisle into the trolley and then walking out? Geez, that guy likes tea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I think I told them I was the tea lady at the local bowls club.
Oh, absolutely. Cleaning up.
Making cups of tea for the oldies.
That's fantastic.
The results killer, mate. Well done. Thank you.
Another fun collab.
The wizard continues to be the wizard.
Yeah. No. Fantastic beer. And I love that design that Virg's done.
Me too.
That was a bit of a surprise, a tea party and everything. Jay had taken a photo of me when I was just looking dishevelled, covered in tea.
As you can see.
And then I was sort of asking a week or so later what's going on with the peach design, and they were keeping it a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
And I saw it and I went, oh, that's excellent.
Yes.
Yeah, they
really
sent,
captures the moment.
They sent me...
It's a bit of like sort of Alice in Wonderland high tea.
Yeah, well, that's sort of what we're going for, the high tea.
They were like, they sent me about this much of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe we should check with Matt and make sure he's okay with it, you know? But no,
you definitely look older than you do.
You look upset about being covered in peach.
Yeah, I look like about 65. Yeah.
Yeah. No, fantastic. Well, what a sensational 4 of 4 birthday beer to finish on. Totally different to the other ones that we did as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So like I said, grab one at your local Stockers. We'll jump on, we'll throw it on the socials. Jump on, grab a four-pack of each, grab a single of each, go down and enjoy them. One, through to four, and we'd love to hear your thoughts because we absolutely love it. We love doing these types of things and special brews and collaborations with fantastic guys from the brewing community like yourself, Smoke.
Likewise.
Absolute pleasure champions. To be around and everything. And mate,
we have good hangs.
Bloody oath. So share the love, get out there, get some of this good juice around you.
The paste.
The peach paste.
And we'll go from there. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matty. Cheers, boys.
And the beautiful petrichor.
Mmm.